As you can imagine, trying to get hold of people who formed the carnival in 1970 is very, very difficult because many of the people, the vast majority of people, have passed away, or if they're still with us, are getting on in age and may not remember things. I have tried very, very hard. Trust me, I did try. I've not been able to find anybody who was one of the original people who began the carnival event. However, just by coincidence, and I had no idea of the next two people when I interviewed them, I had no idea until they told me that their fathers were involved in forming the carnival. Now, the first person I've interviewed, Kevin. So when I rang you to see if you'd be interested in doing this project with me, I had no idea that your biological father had something to do with the starting of the carnival. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Paddy Herbert came over in the 60s and he got involved with carnival.
And when you say came over from which country?
St. Kitts, Nevis.
Okay, so which year roughly did he come over?
Would have been about 61.
Okay, so when in 1970 the first carnival happened, your father, because at that time it was Mrs. Brander, there was Hanley, Billy Hanley, there was quite a few people, because the carnival did originate, if we go back hundreds and hundreds of years, it's actually St. Kitts where it originated from. And so it's no coincidence that your father, Mrs. Brander, Billy Hanley, they were all St. Kitts, Nevis people. So at the time when your father was involved in setting up the carnival, did you have any knowledge of it?
Well, I was aware, because I used to go to the carnival. But we didn't really have any involvement with my biological father. We passed each other on to say hello. But I was aware that we'd been playing the steel pans and stuff, that I was involved.
You mentioned yourself that your biological dad was from St. Kitts, but he didn't have much to do with you. So when you went to the carnival, and you've said you've only missed about three carnivals in the whole time, when you used to go there, did you feel, because your biological father had been part of setting up the carnival, did you feel a special family link to that carnival? Like,
not really, no. All that connected me was the music, the calypso music, steel bands and stuff like that.
You say you haven't missed any more than three carnivals over the years. Is there any particular carnivals in particular that stand out for, you know, that were extra special or...
Not really. The only thing I can say is that the getting together of old friends and stuff like that and family getting together.
And in all these decades, because we've gone the 70s, the 80s, the 90s and 20 years into the century, how would you say the carnival has changed?
The lack of the steel bands. My family, we still like listening to calypso, soca and stuff like that. So I don't, he's still there within us.